Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week, we talked about honesty and the need to be honest. And one of the things that I talked about was how people typically aren't honest with themselves. And so one thing I want to talk about this week is a way that you can start to be more honest with yourself. Specifically, ways that you can start getting better at identifying when a situation that you're dealing with is your fault or when it's somebody else's fault. One of the things that has become abundantly clear to me over time is that people tend to have one of two responses when they go through situations, when they go through hardship, when they go through conflict, whatever it might be. And what I've found is when people go through hardship, when people go through hard times, they tend to have one of two responses. They either look to other people to blame them, or they look to themselves and put the blame on themselves. It really doesn't sort of, there's not really much deviation between those two things. I either look at a problem and I blame other people for the problem, or I look at the problem and I blame myself for the problem. The problem with this is I'm probably almost always going to give myself the benefit of the doubt. Not everybody, not all the time. But I would say that the people who tend to look outward and blame other people tend to blame other people more often than they blame themselves. The people that tend to blame themselves tend to blame themselves more often than they blame other people. But neither one of these are necessarily right or necessarily the most authentic or honest assessment of a situation. So what I want to look at are the ways to know when a situation is your problem and ways to know when a situation might be caused by somebody else or by something else. And so let's start with self. What are the reasons to look at myself to understand if there's a problem? And for me, there are a few things. The first is that it's actually more useful to look at myself. And for one very, very simple reason, I can't control you. Even if what you're doing is wrong, even if I know what you're doing is wrong, even if you know what you're doing is wrong, I can't make you stop doing that. I have no ability to control what you do. That's not true with me. I have 100% ability to control what's going on with me. And so one of the reasons why it makes sense to look at myself when I'm going through hardships is because that's the place where I'm most likely to make change. That's the place where change is easiest to happen. Not because change is easy, but because, again, I can't change anybody else. So I have a 0% chance of changing you. I have a slightly better chance of changing myself. Another reason why looking at myself when I'm going through hardships is useful is because you know you. You know the tricks you tell yourself. You know the lies you tell yourself. You know the things you say that aren't exactly true. Now, you might not want to admit them. You might want to downplay it. You might want to sort of sidestep and do a little dance around it. But at the end of the day, you know you. You know your motivations, and you know why you do what you do. This isn't the same with other people. I don't know why people do what they do. I might be able to identify what they do, but why they do what they do, I don't know. I can't be sure. I can guess, but my guess is just sort of an educated guess. And so a reason why looking at myself is important is because I actually know me. I actually know the things that are most likely causing me problems. Another reason why looking at myself when I'm encountering hardships is important is because you know the truth. You always know the truth. One thing I'll say is, you know, you can bullshit a lot of people about a lot of things, but you can't ever bullshit yourself. And the reason why is because you always know the truth. Even if you say you're a victim, even if you say this thing happened to you, in the back of your mind, in your deepest, darkest recesses of your brain, you know the truth. You know whether you were the one that started that fight or not. You know if you were the one that overreacted to somebody's comment or not. And so part of the reason why looking at myself is important is because I know me and I know the truth. I know the situation. And the final reason why I think looking at myself during times of conflict or times of hardship is important is because at the end of the day, I'm only responsible for me. That's it. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I need to be able to look in the mirror and say, I gave this thing called life my best chance. I can't point a finger at you and say you're the reason why my life turned out shitty. I mean, I can try, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because you're not responsible for my life. I'm not responsible for your life. I'm responsible to try to not make your life worse, but beyond that, you're responsible for your life. And so for me, those are the reasons why looking at myself, looking towards myself during times of hardship are important. With that said, there is also another truth. And this truth is, not everything is my fault. Just because I'm going through hardships, just because I'm going through a hard time, doesn't mean I'm always the cause of that. And so there also has to be a way where we can start to determine if maybe other people are actually causing me problems. Again, this isn't sort of an either or, like I'm going to blame other people, so I don't blame myself. No, this is a way to say, okay, you know what? These are the times when I should question whether other people may be involved. For instance, if you only have problems with a single person, you know, you go to work, things are fine. You deal with your family, things are fine. You deal with 99% of the people in the world and things are fine. But there's this one person whom you always seem to have problems with. To me, this is a situation where you take a step back and you say, wait a second. If I get along with everybody else, why am I not getting along with this person? It could be because there's something I'm doing with this person that I don't do with other people. Maybe I'm more rude to this person than I am to other people, and so that's why we have problems. It could also be that there's something about this person, there's something that they're bringing to this situation that makes the situation different, that makes the situation unique, that creates the problems I'm dealing with. Another reason to look outward to explain conflicts is when other people seem to have the same problems with the same person. Think about a work setting. There's usually a worker, sometimes a boss, who everybody seems to have problems with. They don't seem to get along with anybody. People kind of get along with them as long as sort of they can, but eventually it sort of always falls apart and people are always sort of having problems with this person. For me, this is a prime situation to look towards the other, because if this person is having problems with everybody, there's a really good chance it has to do with that person. The chances that this person's doing everything right, but they're having problems with everybody else, it's just not very likely. So in a situation where everybody's having problems with the same person, there's a really good chance that looking outward makes sense. And another time when looking outward seems to make sense is when your problem's an isolated event. And what I mean by that is this. A lot of times when I have issues, right, or when I encounter issues, it's not that people have 50 different things that they're dealing with. It's usually that people have one or two things they're dealing with that come out in 50 different ways. And so I'm insecure, and that insecurity shows itself in multiple ways. But when a situation is an isolated event, right, when a situation sort of comes out of the blue, it's not something I typically encounter. It's not something I've encountered before. It's not something I've encountered since. It's not usually in my wheelhouse. Then I think that that's a good indication that looking outward might be where the answer lies. I don't really have a pattern of this type of behavior and it kind of comes out of the blue. Then there's a reason why it came out of the blue. And the question is whether that reasons me or whether that reasons you. So what's the takeaway, right? We talked about ways that you can determine if a problem has to do with you. We talked about ways you can determine if a problem has to do with other people. But what do you actually do with this information? And for me, there's sort of a 4 or 5 step process. The first is to ask myself simply what's occurring. What's the conflict? What's the problem? I'm not trying to explain it. I want to label it. What exactly is happening? I came home from work. I said something to my wife, and now we're in an argument. And so what's occurring? My wife and I are in a fight. The next step is to ask yourself, why is that a problem? And for this one, it's pretty easy, right? It's a problem that my wife and I are fighting because there's not going to be peace in my house so long as my wife and I are fighting. And so the reason why it's a problem is because we need to have good communication to have a good relationship. And clearly we're not doing that. The next step, and this is the part where honesty really comes into play, is to start asking yourself, what are the possible reasons why this situation might be happening? And on this one, I want us to brainstorm everything. The reasons that might be our fault, the reasons it might be somebody else's fault, I want to put them all down. And so I might say, well, my wife and I are having problems because I was hungry because I came home from work late. Or my wife and I were having problems because she was stressed out because my younger son was giving her crap before I got home. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at this point if it's right. It doesn't matter if it's wrong. We want to brainstorm every possible reason we could think that this thing might be happening. And then the next step is to look at that list I just created and ask myself, which of these things have to do with me and which of these things have to do with somebody else? We're simply kind of taking these things and just putting them in two columns. This one's me, this one's the other person. And then lastly, what we want to do is we want to look at that list, look at those columns and say, okay, based on this situation, based on what's occurring, based on what I know about me, which of these columns is most likely? Is it most likely them or is it most likely me? Again, this isn't about judging. This isn't about putting blame on myself and beating myself up. It's not. It's about being able to say, you know what? If this situation is a result of something I'm doing, then that means there's something I can do to fix it. And that's what I want to know. It does us no good whatsoever to identify the cause of a problem if we can't fix it. And so the reason why we want to identify the cause of the problem is so that if it's us, we can fix it. If it's not us, then we need to find other ways to deal with that situation. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to check me out on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. Be sure to DM me if you have any questions and I'll answer those. If you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to talk about what to do when a problem is related to the other people, right? When I've gone through this whole list and I've decided that, you know what, it has to do with them and it doesn't have to do with me, what do I do then? This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.